Now, last year, people from non-English speaking backgrounds reported the highest experience of feeling like they don't belong in Australia in a recent Scanlon Foundation survey. Professor in sociology and participant in the documentary Making Multicultural Australia, Andrew Jakubovic, joins me from right now. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. I hope you're well.
And same to you, mate. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, how do we define multiculturalism?
Oh, isn't that a lovely word? Depends really what the story is. Some people don't like using it as an ism at all.
Okay.
They like talking about multicultural environments or multicultural societies. So if you're talking about a multicultural society, you're talking about a society made up of people from lots of different cultural backgrounds who come together within one broad nation state and decide they want to try and live with each other in that context. Multiculturalism usually refers to positive government policies which are designed to make that easier,
right?
So that people can live together more easily and that points of conflict can be resolved early on so they don't turn into something rather nasty.
And is it about still retaining your culture wherever you might be from? So let's use Sydney as an example. You might be from somewhere in Europe. You come over here, you've got your own traditions, your own language, own food, culture, things like that. Is it about retaining that or is it about assimilating at the same time?
Well, this is an interesting question. It's partly about being allowed but not required to hang on to what you brought with you.
Right.
And being allowed but not required to pass it on to your kids. Right. But it's also, and this is the important thing about multiculturalism, it's also about recognising everyone else's presence in the society, no matter where they come from, and their right to hang on to their traditions, but their obligation to work with people who they don't necessarily share cultures with to make an effective and open society. And that's really the balance in multiculturalism, committing to a way of living that opens opportunities for everyone while being able to follow cultural traditions that are important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what's the latest information told us about discrimination in Australia? Is it on the rise? Is it reducing?
Well, the main sources of information about this lie in what's known as the Scanlon Foundation reports. The Scanlon Foundation is a Melbourne-based funding body, really. It's committed itself to trying to build information about diversity in Australia. And it supports a project coming out of Monash University, which every year undertakes these quite extensive surveys and sort of discussion groups and focus groups and so on. So last year, it found that people reporting discrimination had suddenly risen again after it being on a sort of declining trajectory. So if you look back over, say, the last 8 years or 9 years or so when they've been doing these surveys, things started to get very jumpy around 2010, 2011, really in the wake of the global financial crisis and with the rise of jihadism or radical Islamicism around the world. So that got jumpy, and then things started to tailor off a bit. And then when the Abbott government came in 2013, it took a spike because they were pushing very hard for the right to be bigots and so on. So people discovered that, in fact, other people were taking them on their word, and bigotry actually expanded quite dramatically. And then things started to calm down a bit when the government backed away from that perspective. And now that it's back on again during 2016 in particular, there was a rise in the push towards people being allowed to say what they liked about anybody else, no matter what harm or hurt it gave, and not surprisingly, there was a bounce. So we now have the highest rate of people reporting experiencing discrimination of any period since the survey started in 2007, and that's really quite extraordinary. I mean, it's not unexpected as life gets jumpier and as there is more and more violent conflict around the world, which apparently is based on religion or ethnicity or whatever. It's not surprising that people who are feeling apprehensive use those frameworks. But when you have governments which are saying, yes, let's do that, that's the fine thing, that's a fine thing to do. When you have political parties saying we must be able to say the most appalling things about other ethnic and religious groups because that's what freedom means, then not surprisingly, people who are on the receiving end of that cop it. And we're seeing that in the evidence. I mean, it's empirically demonstrated that when you let loose the dogs of hate, people get bitten.
They do, absolutely. Now, the failed terrorist attack in Melbourne over Christmas and other incidents that have occurred, it may have stoked a bit of fear in Australians about our migration and national security. Do you think the fear is justified?
Well, I think there's two different elements there. Is the fear that somebody's going to jump out of the bushes and blow something up real? Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that the, if you like, that the global spread of independent terrorist groups is something that we are going to have to recognise and do something about. Is it the case that everyone who comes from a particular ethnic or religious background or country, national origin, is likely to do this? Absolutely not. The vast majority of migrants who come to Australia are trying to get away from that sort of stuff, not trying to bring it with them.
Mm.
And while there is a small minority of people who arrive and a small minority of people who are born here who get really sort of angry and negative about Australian society, well, that's true. That's not a characteristic of those, you know, those ethnic groups and communities, because the vast majority, over 99% of those communities, are really angry about that sort of stuff. And in fact, one of the reasons that the Australian security services are so successful in actually identifying and stopping this sort of stuff happening, and this is unlike Europe, it's really important to recognise this, is because the ethnic communities from the Middle East, from Africa, people of Muslim background and so on, are so supportive of the work of the security services. The security services get this stuff, you know, find these people and stop them overwhelmingly because people in those communities tell them how to do that and where to go. So I don't think you can hold the line, for instance, that some conservative politicians do, that we should stop all these people coming in.
Yeah.
But rather that what we should do is be aware that a minority are likely to go this way and build as strong a relationship as possible with these communities, because they're the ones who are going to point the finger at them and tell them, you know, tell the coppers to pull them out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you and I could talk about this all day. It's all very,
sure,
very interesting, but time is going to defeat us, so we will have to leave it there.
Okay.
Professor Andrew, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Happy to do that, Adrian. Enjoy yourself. Bye.
Thank you. That was Professor Andrew Jakubowicz, their professor in sociology from UTS, talking about the state of multiculturalism in Australia.